Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This could be a new question, but how do you like evaluate who is a genuine, who is a manipulator, and who is a narcissist?
Well, typically with somebody that's a narcissist, it's they usually are really super insecure, and so they often can be manipulative. They'll gaslight. They love bomb. In other words, they're initially really hot for you and say, you know, all these things that make it seem like they're drooling all over you, and then all of a sudden they withdraw their attention. Or if they screw up and they do something wrong, they never admit that they do anything wrong. And for especially like super beautiful women, it's like when most everybody you encounter in life has fallen all over themselves to do things for you, you're going to get jaded. You can't help but get jaded. You have guys that are hitting on you that are married that want to fuck around their wives or whatever. And so you see a lot more attention from all kinds of men versus, you know, just an average looking woman. And, you know, you can get jaded.
Yeah.
And it can definitely go to your head. And so the idea is you're going to look consistently. Does this person treat me the way I want to be treated? Do they take the time to make me feel like I'm heard and understood? Are they continuing to date and court you properly? Do they treat you with respect? Are they consistent? Or are they all over the ice? One moment they're the nicest person in the world to you, and the next moment they're telling you what a useless piece of shit you are and how horrible you are. And they may even accuse you of gaslighting them. And so when you hear those kinds of words thrown around, you got to pay attention. There's plenty of stuff written on narcissism that you can look up online, but it's like, how does the person treat you?
Yeah. I feel like it's really tricky. Like, so that's why I asked that, because what we're talking about is like, okay, a girl might be all over you for 3 days and then she's like over it like a cat, right?
It's normal, especially in the beginning with healthy women, that they're all excited and then you spend a bunch of time together and then they want to go talk to their mom or their girlfriends at work or their other girlfriends and go have a glass of wine and talk about the guy they've been dating or that they spent the whole weekend with. Mm-hmm. And as the days go by and all of a sudden she hasn't heard from him, whereas like when he drops you off Sunday night and you're just kind of like, oh, hey, thanks for the weekend. It was great. And he can tell your enthusiasm's not there.
Yeah.
He's not going to take it personally. He's going to be like, you know, we just spent 3 days together. I'm kind of bored of her as well. I mean, she blew the fucking bathroom up so bad this morning, all of my nose hairs got singed. And it's like, I have a different perspective of her now. Her shit really does stink.
Yeah.
And maybe you did or said some things that he's like, But after a few days go by, because people with a healthy self-esteem, they're okay with the space. Yeah. They're okay with not talking or seeing you for a few days. And then they call you 3 or 4 days later and you're going to be excited to hear from them because probably you were starting to doubt that you were ever going to hear from them again.
Right.
And they just get back in touch and they can tell, oh, I missed you. I thought you were going to call me again. When they hear that, they're like, wow, she really does like me.
Yeah.
It's like you just have to evaluate people on a day-to-day basis. You can't just get into la-la land after 2 or 3 dates or the first time you sleep with somebody and just like, I'm going to have babies with them. I'll spend the rest of my life together. I've met the person of my dreams.
Yeah.
People can hide who they are for about the first 90 days. So it's really hard to keep your wits about you, especially if you're young and inexperienced, because, you know, young and inexperienced people, men and women both, they see movies and the Disney version of love stories and they start feeling all these feelings and they just assume that they're going to spend the rest of their lives in bliss and infatuation. And when in reality, that maybe lasts 6 to 12 months. And then you're left with, do you love this person enough? Do they treat you good enough to where even when you don't feel like it, you want to do something nice and take her out and court her? Even when you don't feel like it, if you haven't had sex in a few days and she's very touchy and feely and frisky and you can tell she wants to get it on and you may be just tired and you want to get some sleep and you think, I'll plow her properly tomorrow when I get home from work or whatever. It's like you got to take the time because statistically, couples that last, especially long-term relationships, they're the one thing they all have in common is that they're having sex at least 2 to 3 times a week. And most people in long-term relationships, especially ones that aren't very satisfying, they're often having sex 1 or 2 times a month or like once a week, if that. And when the sex and the intimacy is not there, because like I said, the longer you're together, if you're together a year or two, I mean, there's going to be times where, like for us guys, you're just like, you're okay with once a week. And the girl would get cranky because she'd be like, we used to have sex like 3 times a day. And now it's like, you haven't touched me in a week.
Right.
And the guy would be like, we just had an amazing, you know, 3-hour sex marathon last Sunday. What are you complaining about? And then the guy wants to argue with her. And all she hears is that nothing's going to change.
Right.
Whereas guys that understand, but, you know, when you're like, well, we haven't had sex since Sunday, you don't argue with her. You have sex right there in the spot. She's saying, I miss your intimacy. So give her what she's asking for. Because one of the things that women will always do is confusing guys. Like, you never want to have sex with me anymore. They say things like that. You guys speak in hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tend to exaggerate and blow the problems out of proportion. This is something that's covered in my book. Is that you got to recognize that, not argue with her, just if she's complaining about something lacking, it's just instruction to give her more of whatever she says is missing.